So, I mean, you've got your own label now that's been released on. Were you put off of signing with a major? Because you must have had some offers from people that came in once you were free agents. Were you put off of going with another big label?
Strange you should say that, because we thought that maybe a bit naively or big-headedly, I don't know. But we thought, you know, let's ring up some labels and say, we've done some demos, would you like to hear them? And these are major labels, these are deciding, well, they're supposedly reflective of what people are into, right? Mm-hmm. So we says, you know, we want to hear demos, and I won't mention any names, but we got some responses back saying, no, because rock music's not going to happen, right? And it's like, well, what are you saying? They're saying, well, we're looking at the boy band thing, mm-hmm. which really did set a stoke of fire in our bellies and, you know, give us this passion that we hopefully captured on this album to prove a point. And these gigs have sort of proved a point to us that it's like, it's definitely not a token gesture in rock music. It's definitely a in-your-face comment, whatever, you know. And so that sort of set us back, but it also fueled us to say, well, when this album comes out, I want you to eat Matt, you know, like, suck it and see.
In terms of the lyrics on the album, what's the most stupid lyric? Because I was thinking of Terrorvision lyrics this afternoon. I was having a chat with someone, and what was the lyric that we remembered? The catio and the doggio were fighting on the patio. Now, there's a couple of things I'd like to raise about that lyric. First of all, it was all very well Noddy Holder misspelling stuff, but at least he was using proper words. You know, if kids are quoting Nick and your material in their essays in schools, they're going to be screwed, aren't they?
Well, you know, the rhyme with patio.
Well, there's nothing that anything does rhyme with patio, is there?
Pack 10.
Mm-hmm. It's better giving them dodgy lyrics than dodgy music, though, isn't it? Look what they're being force-fed here. Look at these kids. Are we going to raise a generation of kids of automatons that think, you know, Steps and Westlife is out to go on? It's like...
I think we write very good lyrics, mate.
I'm not saying they're bad, but they're stupid.
I will say, though, I think they get a point across.
They're clever, you know? Stupid, though.
Right. Yeah. So what's the most clever, stupid lyric that you can give me from this album, then?
Probably the line, party over here, fuck you over there. Because it really means what it says.
Because anyone can relate to that, can't they? When you're having a good time.
If you're in the gig singing it, it's because you're partying over here. If you're outside the gig wondering who's shouting fuck you over there, it's us lot, you know what I mean? And the people inside the gig. Mm-hmm. And anyone who don't get it. You know what I mean?
Not stupid lyricsy, and if you're inside the gig, go check out your rider, because it's still got tequila left on it from the previous hit single.
Oh, indeed.
Thank you, Terrorvision.
Thank you.